All right. Welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That's professional scrum trainer Todd Miller.
Hello.
Primarily teach for scrum.org and all the wonderful courses coming out of the home of Scrum. Scrum, Todd, is actually 26 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Happy Scrum. Birthday, Scrum. It's pretty awesome. Thank you to Ken Schwaber and Jeff Sutherland for bringing that wonderful framework forward. It's brought a lot of success and joy and products to the world. Really appreciate it. Speaking of Scrum, Todd, we have another question today. You ready?
Hit me with it.
Todd, what are the right best practices for a Scrum team?
I'm going to tell a story to start.
Story time. Tell me a story, Grandpa Todd.
So I was working with a Scrum team, and we had put a working agreement in place. And as part of the working agreement, whenever you violated a working agreement policy, you would throw, like, depending on what the fine, we had like fines, and you would throw some money into a container.
Yeah.
And like one of them was, if you were looking at your phone during a Scrum event, right? If you would look at your, if you, you were paying attention, you were looking at your Scrum during a Scrum event, it'd be, you'd have to pay like 50 cents or something like that. Right. This team had such an awesome time with it, right? We were joking around. We were having a great time, and we'd use the money and we'd like buy some stuff for the office or some soda or some snacks, or you'd go to the bar or something like that. And so I leave that company and I get a new job. And one of the first things I do is like working agreement. And I throw this concept out, and I'm like, this was such a great practice the last time I used it. And there was a visceral reaction with the team. Why am I going to pay that kind of money? I'm not paying money for work. Like, I'm here to make money. And these were good people. This was a good team. I'm not saying that they weren't. They just started really questioning like why we were doing what we were doing, and asking me. And I'm like, but I kept thinking to myself, like, this worked so well the last time, and it's not working now. So long story short here is the right practices are the ones that can potentially work for you now, but they're not guaranteed to.
Yeah, that's the tricky part of our work is that there's just no one size fits all for the right way to fill in the gaps between all of the pieces of the Scrum framework, right? The framework is minimal and insufficient by design. Mm-hmm. And you've got to decide in your context what works. You know, to Todd's story, what worked then at one place did not work at the other, and mm-hmm. that's going to happen, right? That's going to that's experimentation. That's empiricism. That's inspection and adaptation. That's we're going to try some things out, right? Maybe your daily scrums aren't working. Try a new facilitation technique. Maybe your estimates are getting kind of weird with story points. Fine, go to flow metrics. Scrum Guide says very little about the details of how you go about doing your work. It's both a blessing and a curse, right? So we can't give you a list of the things that thou shalt do in every Scrum instance, in every Scrum context, because those things aren't going to work everywhere, right?
Yeah. And I know that you and I have picked up on a trend that this is a frustrating point oftentimes for students of our classes, because they want to know the exact thing that they should do. I think it's just a tendency. We want certainty. We crave certainty as human beings. And so it's, and we just have to, we try to reinforce the message that you're coping with complexity every day. And when you're dealing with that, there really aren't best practices. In fact, some of the best practices are destroy best practices, right? Yeah. And so I think that, I think we need to keep that in mind and find and arrive at the solution that's working for you today. This is exactly why you and I don't believe in really massive, like well-documented, like scaling structures, right? Because they're too one size fit all. There is no turnkey solution for enabling agility in your organization.
Right. Yeah. Could not agree more. It's how we structured our book, you know, not to plug the book. I hope a lot of you already have it. If you don't, check it out, Fixing Your Scrum. But in every chapter, we gave you an experiment to try. And that experiment is hopefully going to uncover a practice that can help you. But we don't actually tell you exactly what to do in each and every instance where something's going wrong. We give you a way to, we're trying to teach discernment in a situation, mm-hmm. so that you can pick something, try it, see if it worked. And if it didn't, figure out the next best thing to do. If it did work, keep an eye on it, because eventually it won't work. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole attitude behind our book. And we hope that that's helpful. But you know what, Todd, I think the best right practice for a scrum team, maybe I'll give one: try something, see how it goes, right? Inspect the result and try it again.
Yeah.
Try something 100%. Different. Try something new. Maybe empiricism. But otherwise, there's just no list, guys and gals. You got to try stuff and see how the world works.
Keep putting tools in your toolbox and pull them out and see if they try and or if they work. If they don't, move on. Right? Don't fall in love with the practices. Fall in love with empiricism, Ryan.
Perfect. End screen time. While Todd's off, he's a starstruck lover with empiricism. I'm going to close out this episode.
What? Starstruck lover?
He's starstruck with empiricism. That'll be a tweet. Check out our other socials on Twitter. I'm going to make fun of Todd for loving empiricism. Otherwise, check out the videos that just popped up below. They might help you out as well. We hope they do. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. We've got a new Fixing Your Kanban coming out this week, Todd. We cornered Mr. Vacanti, got him to record some videos with us. I actually think we might have another metrics video with Will Seeley pretty soon here too. So don't miss that. Like and subscribe so you never miss the videos. Leave us your comments below. Ask your questions. Leave your comments. Tell us your stories about best practices. We can't wait to read them. And go forward. Do some great things. Try some experiments. We'll see you tomorrow.